everybody. This is Ron Amicron, and tonight is our special Lightship Healing event, Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And we have some clearings we could do to start off with. We got 12-1-2012, so we'll clear these numbers here. And you may have already done it if you have the natal chart clearing, but if not, I'll give you a little sample of what that's like. So you remember, these are numbers that can connect to you, bringing mind control patterns, and you probably all are aware of that. If you don't know about that, just know that there are keywords, letters, numbers, words that connect to you to set up robotic programs, either for your mind to do a certain thing or for your body to do a certain thing. So here we go. I'm going to clear the number 12. So I'll count to 5 to clear that number and see how your body is responding. Your body will tell you what's happening. Your mind may not understand it, and it may not even want to go there because the darkness is created, you know, created the mind, and the mind doesn't want to validate that it's goofy, that something's happening to you of darkness in the mind. So here we go. Remember, it's not going to tell on itself. So clearing the 12, so counting to 5, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now we'll do the 1, and here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And I want to clear the number 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Let me do those over again. That sounds, doesn't feel right. So let's do the 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we're going to do the 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we're going to do the 2012. So we'll do the 2 first, releasing the energy from that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 0. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So, very interesting. So we got, you know, the 12 and the 1, and that repeats a lot. And got a 0. Okay, I'll do another clearing here. And we're going to do one, I'm going to do one for heartache. As you remember, we're in December, and there could be people out there who maybe lost a loved one or a pet animal that was with them last year, and the holidays always seem to bring up situations and events that could happen or tie you into the past and make you feel sad. So let's do heartache. Here we go, clearing away heartache. So think of a situation that you may have or had. Here we go. So releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll just do one for anxiety since we're in December now. Here we go. So releasing that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, keep going, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we'll see if Kathy's there. Are you out there, Kathy?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Ron and everyone. Well, Ron, we made it to December, And anxiety clearing, I'm sure, will be a big help. And as Ron has stated in the past, the healings he does that are not on the light shift will work 5 times on the archive. So if you ever need it, this would be a good one to do for the couple of clearings he did for December and also the heartache clearing. So that's very timely right now, Ron. Thank you very much. And tonight we're on Station 2, and we are going to the light ship soon. While we're there, we can request one healing from the light being, a particular healing, that is. And you might want to write it down on a piece of paper if that helps. we are bi-located out of time, so the healings will only work on the live broadcast today, which is December 1st, 2012. And Ron is our escort as the ambassador to the Creation Light Ship, and he will escort us to the various healing areas. They're all specialized. The healings do work, and many times people feel much better afterwards or soon thereafter, and it's really a great head start to get prepared for ascension. Because while we're there, the light beings do clean us out of the densities. They help us put us together, what things that might be ailing us. They clear out the darkness and the parasitic life forms that occupy space where our spirit should be. And this is what this ascension is about, is reclaiming our spirit, becoming a part of integrity with our body, getting whole. And then when we can ascend with our bodies, hopefully, as well as our spirit. So this is a very important thing, and tonight is just a sample of what offers on the physical intensives that are held on consecutive Sundays of each month. They're called physical intensives, and there's a lot of physical rejuvenation that goes on, a lot of clearings and healings, just like he does on the light ship. So, Ron, tonight we have some people interested in releasing energetic cordings to certain holiday traditions that they no longer observe. Maybe they would also, they want them cleared in both directions. Any comment?
Yeah, let's do that. So, energetic cording. So here we go. Releasing this energy. One, two, three, four, and five. So that's energy that is from connected to you. Now we'll do the energy that you are putting off to someone else. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Yeah, it doesn't feel too bad. We'll do that again here. So think of an energetic cording of the holidays. So here we go, releasing that. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Now, I think what else I could do here. I'll just turn it back over to you, Kathy. I'll figure out something. There's always something we can do for an extra healing here. I'm trying to think here.
Well, anyway, Ron, I know that holiday traditions, they can include quite a few things. Sometimes, now that a lot of us are affiliated with the Creation Lightship, we don't necessarily want to participate with the same degree of enthusiasm that we used to. It doesn't necessarily mean the same thing, but yet we still remember them. So the healing you just did for the energetic cording, will that cover a lifetime's worth, or just what we were thinking of in particular? If so, how could we release the energetic cording completely?
Yeah, you want to go on and do a whole lifetime clearing. So that just released from you a situation that you were looking at. Remember, all these are sample clearings to help you out so you can actually feel better. But you need to understand that there are energies out there that you need to release. and they could be a whole lifetime. So let's do one. I'll do another one here for the holidays here. And we'll do one for, like, the knots in your heart. So this is what we call heart knots. So this I did a few times for people on personal sessions. What this is like, it's not on the website as yet, but this is for people who have a situation to where, you know, they just don't feel very good. They have just energies that they can't get rid of. They have, like, a tense or tight chest. Maybe their heart is having problems. So this is called heart knots, and that's what it is. So here we go. And people who are, you know, very, very, very emotional may also have these here. So here we go, everybody. So one, releasing these. So just kind of see how you feel. And this one here, you probably won't need to think of anything. I'll just start to release it like it would be a whole lifetime clearing without you having to think of something. So I'll just do this clearing right now in general here. So here we go. Feels very intense. So one, two, three. You want to take a deep breath and breathe into it. Four, five, six, seven, eight, oh man, nine, and ten. Wow. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Might even like give you a symptom maybe of like heartburn possibly. One, two, three, four, five, oh man, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one more time here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And wow, there's still energy there. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Man, okay, so I guess back to you, Kathy. I could probably do this one for quite a while.
Oh, wow. You know, Ron, you were counting a lot slower than you usually do. I imagine that was heavy-duty clearing, huh?
Yeah, it was definitely a heavy-duty one, yeah.
Well, people were saying so. I agree with Connie. She was saying, please do more. Keith felt that it was a restriction leaving. That's a good way to put it. Sue saw silver white energy healing the knot. Cheryl says heart knot is a life of hard knocks for her. Wow. So Alan said that holy day and holiday are alien related. And Maxine was wondering if if you could release cords on her stomach. And maybe that would be a good idea, because releasing those heart knots sort of put a constriction in the stomach as well, just feeling that go through and out.
Okay, we'll see what we can do here. Here we go. So,
okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Oh, that was great. Thank you so much, Ron. Marianne said, yes, we all need it. Pat said that was heavy for sure. Spirit said, my heart was jumping. That was great. Janice was yawning. Bonnie said, I can breathe better. So that was, as Kelsey said, was a big relief. And everyone seems to be feeling the benefits of that. So while we're enjoying the benefits of that, let's take this call. I heard a beep. So, caller, thank you for holding. Please state your name and your question for Ron. Go ahead.
Hello, Ron.
Hello.
Ron, what is my current issue right now?
Boy, let me think that one over here. Boy, right now, I don't know. You seem pretty clear.
Okay.
I just don't pick up too much.
Okay. Lately, we have seen very strange clouds out here. And it's very particular, because these clouds were different than the last ones.
The last one you said looked like zebras or something. Is that correct?
Yeah, you have the ones with a set shape in them, and these ones have a very different colorization and structure. It's a more and more different. So that's actually the change about here in the Netherlands, the weather. But that's about it.
We could do a crash here. Let's do a timeline crash here. And we'll do it for clouds here. Here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. There you go, Arjun. Hope that helps out your file.
Yes, it always helps. So see you next time on the conference call on December.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
A good night to you, or I guess it's early morning. Okay.
Ron, on the fast chat, Mike P. saying he would think that the heart knots clearing would be on the website, because it's that important. And Michaela's in a little bit of distress, wondered if you could look at her. She took her blood pressure and it zoomed up. She was having chest pains during the heart knot clearing, I think it was, Michaela. So if you could, we certainly don't want you to be in distress, Michaela, so maybe Ron can take a look at you and let you know if that was part of the healing. Ron?
Yeah, I mean, just anxiety. So anxiety release.
It was an anxiety release, you said? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sorry, there was a little glitch there on the phone.
Yeah, it is an anxiety release, yeah. So here we go. One, two, and think of your issue if you have one. You probably have something as you saw the knots get released. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, that should help everybody there. So, I guess back to you again, Kathy. We could use the light beam, energize the light beam right now. So let's do that. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, everybody. And we will see what we can do here. So bring it up. Here we go. Going to energize it. So one, just scroll down on the BBS site if you wish. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Very good. Okay, so let's see. Turn back over to you, Kathy.
Ron, while we're on the light chip, someone asked if they could ask the light beings to get rid of scarab energies on their forehead. Could they do that tonight?
Yeah, okay, here we go, everybody. So let's release those here. Here we go. So releasing that. So one, this is what we do on the special calls that we have on Sundays. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so
what's Ron, you have a lot of requests here for particular areas. And Marsha, when you activated the light being, Marsha said, wow, there's a lot of white light in the light being. And Ron, maybe it would be a good time to mention if people have particular physical issues that they can request the healing while they're on the light ship, correct?
Yeah, that's what you want to do when you're on the light ship. You need to request your own particular healing that you'd like to have. So if everybody's ready, we'll start to go up here. And
Ron, one more thing. Today is the 1st of December. Maybe we could have December birthdays.
Oh, okay, yeah. So
celebrate
if we have any
them.
Okay, that's great. Okay. So here we go, everybody. This only works live, like we said earlier. So you have to be on the program to listen to it. So here we go. And you bring up your animal, pet, flower, tree, garden, plants, if you wish. Going up. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we're there now. You're out of time. And let's do clearing here. And we're going to first go into the rainforest room. We have a few requests on the fast chat, so we'll just pick those up here. And we'll do these one at a time. So rainforest room, here we go, going in there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's now go to the next room. And we'll go into a room that has the white unicorns. So again, you need to request your healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into another location. We'll go into the room with the pink dolphins. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we're going to the food court, and this is where we have our birthday event. So here we go, everybody. So we're going in there, and this is our birthday get-together. Going there right now. So anybody who has a birthday, you can experience this wonderful energy and the wonderful food. So let's go there now. Here we go. And you can select your cake or pie, whatever you wish to have. And I always look for the German chocolate cake and the ice cream and the drizzle and everything else on it. But you might like something else, maybe just soup or something. But this is our birthday party for people born in December, and we're all going to be singing happy birthday on the light shift. Here we go. So here we go. And a little piece front of us now, and it doesn't look very large, but it's very nourishing. So here we go. 1, going into our mouth. 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into another location. We're going to go into a room that also has cake. This is still in the food court. And this is interesting. Haven't been here for a while. And we're having the white beans beat us, the cake and ice cream and stuff. So it's kind of unique. And they're putting in special frequencies into this that we need. And we don't know what we need, but they know. So again, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And they're all now singing happy birthday to us. So here we go. We're in this room. So enjoy that. Let's go now into another place on the light ship. We can get seconds if we wish. We're going to go into a room that has the silver energy. And this room is for healing, so request your healing. 1, 2, I feel the energy coming into your body. 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Going to the room that has the little ponies. So again, you want to request your healing. Going into this room now. So here comes the energy, stronger, and stronger. And next we're going into another room, and this room has the gold energy going into there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So enjoy that. And we'll go into the room where the pink dolphins are. So here we go. Again, request your own healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And the last room we're going into is the room that you were created in. And this is you in wholeness, which would be you before you were split, we'll say in half in a sense, because you had your twin flame energy go to somewhere else. So you're only half here. Half of your spirit is here. And here we go. We're going to go into that particular room now. And I'll count to five as it comes in. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. That feels pretty nice. Okay, everybody, we'll come back from the light ship. We're going to be coming back down. Our animal pit and flowers, tree, garden, plants are going to be coming with us now. Coming back down. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we're back. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for the healing visit and the very gentle return from the light ship. It's kind of hard to leave the party. Looks like it was just getting started from the comments in the fast chat here. People were here enjoying the desserts. They had a lot of descriptions of different kinds of things. And you mentioned that the light beings were going to put nutrition in there. And that makes it all the better to have something sweet and also nutritious that's just right for our own particular body. It's just amazing the comments. Shane saw gold sparkles going all around his body, and Amy saw the pony. She said they were so cute. And Kevin said everything was very healing. She said she had a lot of fun. Everyone enjoyed the dolphins, the gold energy. Wow. Tommy thought they were working on his back. Could you confirm that, Ron?
At the moment, no, I can't. So you would know if they did. So.
Uh-huh. He seemed to think so. So Holly says a great party, and we want to wish all the December birthdays a very happy birthday. So that was a nice party, and we all really appreciated it. Ron, earlier you did a clearing for the numbers, and while you were doing that, some other people noticed they were seeing consecutive numbers, like the three ones in a row, like you wish you saw on a slot machine so you could win some money. But these are like on clocks or like, you know, whenever you go someplace and you just happen to see these numbers, and that's been happening frequently to us, it seems. And so maybe we should mention the natal barcode clearing. Is that the best place to clear consecutive numbers?
Yeah, that would be, yes, uh-huh. And possibly maybe the mind loop clearing could do that if you keep getting the same numbers here. So you might consider that clearing, but that one is designed for that. Let's do a clearing. People will have, like, a deadline, something like that. Maybe things happen in December for you, whatever that would be. And it's a deadline coming up on something. And here we go. So let's release that energy. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight,
Okay, Kathy, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, deadlines is very much mind energy, very much tied into numbers, times, and dates. So that is an excellent clearing. Again, these will work on the archive about five times, Ron says. And more comments about the party and appreciation. Nibley says it's a great way to spend Saturday night going on the light ship. And Donna says the only way to spend Saturday night, Jamie wants to feel this way all the time. I thought I heard a beep. So, if they're a caller, go ahead and state your question for Ron.
Yes, hi, Kathy. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I've been doing some clearings. I just released a big program that was restricting me from my social intervening with other people. It was a big releasing, and I got a few headaches in the past number of days, but it released. And the clearance that I did to release this programming to be more sociable and accepting and happy about and free about it was Alien Parallel Life. And also I did a satellite timeline clearing, and I'm really happy and free from the clearing results. I'm just so open and free. It's a wonderful feeling of fulfillment now.
That's great. Wonderful. Thank you, Larry.
Okay, you're welcome.
What clearing was that, Larry? The satellite clearing and the other, what was the other one, please?
The satellite timeline clearing and the alien parallel life.
Oh, yes. That's a really good involved clearing. So you got a lot of relief.
So life
and,
Yeah, life is really good. Okay, thank you.
Good, Larry. Thanks for sharing that.
Okay.
So we're taking calls right now. If someone else would like to call in and share their own experience like Larry did, there's so many different clearings, and I'm sure many of you feel things here and there, and it's great to comment on the fast chat, too, but just so you know, right now, lines are open on Station 2. There's a toll-free number there. It's listed right under the fast chat box on the right side, and so please do feel free to call in at any time, give testimonials or your suggestions on clearings. Or if you had a physical reaction to the clearings Ron did earlier in the program, especially when he cleared the numbers or when he did the heartache clearing and the not clearing, he did mention that there would be some, could be some physical reaction. And some of us did have some, but for the most part, it's all just a big relief. We really appreciate having those off of us, all those energies off of us. So Ron, maybe now would be a good time to make, go ahead, Ron.
That all parallel lifetime clearing is really good. So that you can add that one to different clearing, and that's what I think Larry was talking about. So that's good to do. That way you can take that whatever clearing you have and go on to parallel lifetimes on timeline and release things. So I guess back to you, Kathy.
Okay, I just typed the name of that clearing into the fast chat because it's kind of got a long name. It's the All Alien Parallel Lifetime Clearing that Larry was suggesting, as well as the satellite clearing, which is the free one that's on the sample clearings on the homepage left side. I was just going to say, Ron, maybe now is a good time to make some announcements that we could remind people to plan on. For this month, today is December 1st, but December will fly quickly, and we will all start to get pretty busy. So remember that December 15th begins the physical intensive, the body rejuvenation teleconference Ron holds every month. That will be on Saturday for 4 hours, then it will continue on the 16th and the next two consecutive Sundays. And Ron has offered a special package for us to include the weekly conference calls he offers, which are normally $200 a person, for just $100 if you purchase the physical intensive conference call. So that's a $100 discount if you're just buying for one, but if you have a whole family, then it's a big discount. So consider that. And then also, Ron, you're offering on January 6th, which is a Sunday, to bring in the energies of the 2013, the 12 energy samples, month by month. Would you like to elaborate on that a little bit, Ron?
Yeah, it's a great call because you can actually sense and feel the energies of the upcoming year as they were to come in, or would be to come in. That they can't always be 100% accurate because the light only works in the now. But basically, you can feel what it's like to have that wonderful clearing. It's just a great thing to experience. So people a lot of times want to write down what they are choosing to do for the upcoming year and what they want to do, like for an affirmation or where they can focus their energy at. And so that's really good. So back to you, Kathy. It's $20. We do water charging for the call also. Well, it's a great thing to get on.
Right. When you say water charging, Ron, do you mean do you charge water for the week?
Yeah, yeah.
Seven?
Yes, it'd be seven water. Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Just want to make that clear because it is a sample of a month.
Yeah. If we
okay,
do that
after, thank you.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, speaking of water charging, Ron, it's been a while since you've activated water for us in the evening, and I wondered if you would be so kind as to activate some peaceful sleeping water for us before we conclude and give people a chance to get some.
Sure. Okay. Everybody get a glass of water then, and we'll see what we can do. So do get a glass of water, and here we go. Do that in about a minute. So let's charge up the light beam for everybody. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll see how this is working for everybody. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so let's hold your glass of water in your hand, and we're going to activate that with the light beam for you. And this will be the peaceful, restful, sleepful, sleeping, drinking water. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And that water looks pretty good. So again, getting charged up right now, you might feel your hand buzzing or tingling. And there, it's completed. So everybody enjoy that. And if you need to go to work or something in this place, then by all means, then you want to have the life force energy. I think we heard a beep there.
Yeah, I heard a beep too. Hello, caller. Please state your question for Ron.
All right. Hey. Okay. I'm in Central Time, Texas time. So between maybe 5 and 9, some kind of. Whatever they did something to my body, I don't know if it's the Federation or the darkness, but I don't know. It feels like a two-phase process. Like the past 2 weeks, I've been doing something with my spine and back, and then now they did something pretty intense. And I usually don't complain or call in, so I was concerned. I thought maybe I'd call in the less you could take it off. I don't know if it's maybe phase two or after taking over the spine to take over the rest of the body. And I don't know what phase three and phase four, there's different phases, but I don't know if the lights you could take off whatever they did today, because I saw it happen to all my coworkers. I saw it happen to some of the customers. And usually when I hear people talking about, you know, things happening to other people, I don't see that. Usually it's just me. I'll get my ass kicked. But today I saw everybody getting their ass kicked for the past 3 hours. So I was hoping Elisha could take the energy off because it's very unusual.
Okay, so it sounds like the energy for the 2012 ascension is very possibly coming through. So here we go. Let's release some of that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
Can you describe what you just took off? Because it's, you took some of it off, but I mean, maybe most of it. Maybe it's something that's gradually going to. Because I did move. I did feel this like sludge move, but it feels like it's getting off. But I don't understand what it is. Is it something you can describe, or the lights you can describe?
Boy, all I saw was some alien attachment. So that's all I could see, unfortunately. All
right.
That's what I'm looking at here. Okay, well, thank you for calling. Hopefully you're feeling much better. We'll see what else we have on the fast chat, if anybody else felt that.
Thank you, caller. Ron, right before he called, some people were just questioning the Seeds of Intention 2013 sample the energies, day and time. And so I just do want to confirm that it is Sunday, January 6th. It will be from 1 to 5 p.m. Pacific. And the cost is $20 per person or per family. And you'll be getting an email about it that you can pay for in advance to get the telephone number and the PIN number. So you can join in, and then we're announcing it now so you can plan on it and have your water ready and get everybody together that you want to have listen in with the conference with Ron. Every time they've had it, I've heard people say it just was phenomenal. They sampled the energies. It came as close as it could, and Ron did confirm a few programs ago that the October-November energies were pretty close and pretty similar to what he had sampled in January. So this is a kind of a special event, and we're just going to keep announcing it so you don't miss it and give you a chance to plan it. But it is January 6th. And Ron, also there were some really great comments. People just really enjoyed the felt a tremendous relief from the deadline clearing you did. And can you please advise us, Ron, if we wanted to clear deadlines, since it's kind of a new idea, kind of a new thing you've done, how could they best clear their own deadlines? Would that be through timeline crash or maybe natal barcode?
I think the timeline crash could do that. That's what I would check out is the timeline crashes.
Okay,
and,
great. So they would type in the date. And the deadline?
Yeah, what I'm picking up, too, is maybe that the energy that we were working with 5 minutes ago, maybe that energetic alien slime removal might help. So here we go. Let's just try that for everybody. So if you're feeling a little weird or something, here we go. So one, oh boy, two, three, not good, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, oh man, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So our show's coming to a close, everybody. If that clearing helped you, remember this is the one that we don't talk about too much, but it's the slime removal, alien slime removal clearing. And I'll leave the lighting up for a couple of hours here for everybody so you can enjoy that energy. So I guess we should probably thank everybody for listening tonight, and we shall see you all later. Monday's program will be on or at 4 o'clock California time. So hopefully you enjoy tomorrow and have a wonderful weekend. So thank you, Kathy, and we'll see you later, everybody.
Good night, everybody.